Mutual presents Twin Views of the News, featuring the contrasting news of columnist Danton Walker and High Gardner. Tonight, with Mr. Walker on the high seas, High Gardner, whose column is read by millions in the nationally syndicated newspaper supplement Parade, will conduct both sides of Twin Views. In addition, you'll hear the fabulous Texas millionaire Glenn McCarthy putting an end to a score of rumors about himself. And for a rousing finish, High will interview Miss Wyoming, Miss Arkansas, Miss Mississippi, and Miss Florida, and then predict who will be Miss America of 1949. But first, here is High Gardner on a parade of exclusive news in the Danton Walker tradition. Washington.
The latest dope here on the General Vaughn yarn is this simple. If Truman doesn't drop Harry in a hurry, Democratic leaders will insist that Vaughn resign for the good of the party.
Chicago.
This might loom as big atomic news. The Argonne National Laboratory has discovered a chemical that protects animals against death from lethal radiation. 70 to 80% success with the formula is reported.
Hollywood, California.
Max Sennett, famous for his Max Sennett comedies and bathing beauties of a decade ago, has had to cancel his trip east. Isn't feeling too well.
In the American occupied zone of Germany.
Pressure may be put on army bigwigs to permit a committee of U.S. publishers to watchdog the free German press. They want to keep it free and not revert back to their Nazi propaganda tendencies.
New York.
The literary set is wondering how publisher Simon & Schuster will treat their biography on Chopin. The movies treated the composer as a great fighter for democracy. Actually, Chopin was precisely the opposite, having authored a number of violently anti-Semitic letters.
Katona, New York.
Evidently, columnist Billy Rose has been bitten by the travel bug. The mighty showman is planning another round-the-world tour.
Boston, Massachusetts.
Here's a blind item. A famous jurist in the headlines these days will be honored with the Gold Citizenship Award of the Year by one of the major veterans organizations.
Belgrade.
Another State Department headache. Unless war breaks out in the Balkans, Tito will demand that Russia be put on the carpet at the next session of the UN.
Washington.
Look for the name of Rear Admiral Alfred Pride, chief of the Bureau of Aeronautics, to hit the headlines next week in connection with the Navy's B-36 investigation.
Again, Washington.
The Navy is preparing to terminate the commissions of approximately one-third of its 291,000 inactive reserve officers. The reason? Disinterest. On the other hand, the Coast Guard is planning to reactivate the SPARS, its wartime organization of women reserves.
Houston, Texas.
In a recent poll of gossip columns, Glenn McCarthy came up as the man whose name was linked with more rumors than any other personality in the nation. To squash rumors like the Jesse Jones so-called feud with Mr. McCarthy, I phoned the dynamic Texas millionaire and I invited him to set the record straight. By way of transcription, then, here is Glenn McCarthy's reply.
Hi, you've heard a lot of other untrue rumors, and here are a few flat denials to take care of some of them. I have never even slightly considered entering the Indianapolis speed races. I am not going to buy Catalina Island. I have no thought of buying the St. Louis Browns and moving them to Denver. My recent trip to the White House was not to further my political ambitions, because I have none. I have no intention whatsoever of becoming an automobile manufacturer or an airplane manufacturer. There have been numerous reports of my purchasing newspapers in New York and Houston. These reports are without foundation. I have the best weekly newspapers in the country, 15 of them, all in Houston. And that is the extent of my newspaper holdings or present intentions. There have been rumors, too, about my purchasing several hotels in California and on the coast. They are all without basis. There are similar unfounded rumors about me buying one or two or three large Hollywood studios. I have heard stories about me buying one of the largest national magazines and another that I am buying one of the national radio networks. There are hundreds of others, all equally untrue, and many of which may mislead people. I regret them, but there is no way I can stop them. Most rumors amuse me, but I try to deny all of them if I think they will hurt someone else. Those that people think hurt me really do not, As I have said before, they only backfire on the people who tell them. Thanks, High, for the opportunity. I hope you can come to Texas and the Shamrock soon. The fact that it is one of the world's finest hotels is no rumor.
Thank you, Glenn McCarthy in Houston. San Simeon, California.
Jack Hurst of the publishing clan is in the market for a divorce.
Washington.
Franklin D. Roosevelt, Jr. is receiving almost twice as much mail as any congressman in office. Oddly enough, many of his correspondents address him affectionately as Dear Frankie. Wonder if they're confusing him with Sinatra.
New York.
They can deny it till they're blue in the face. Nevertheless, rumors persist that despite his contract, Lippy Leo DeRocher will be among those missing when the New York Giants take the field for the season of 1950.
Now, High Gardner offers his usual, unusual oddities and comments on the news. High Gardner's newsreel.
The real heroes on that Peekskill golf course this afternoon were the cops and state troopers. They made fine caddies. They knew exactly where and when to use what club. Personally, though, I prefer the kind of a golf course where people go prepared to shoot against par rather than to slice or hook the nearest foursome. One thing you've got to say for Paul Robeson, he turned in a darn good performance. It's too bad his words don't make as much sense as his music. The investigation in Washington reflected itself in several amusing ways. Chicago restaurant printed this notice on all ashtrays and napkins. Not government property. Please do not remove. In New York, a thief stole an autograph collection, including the signature of President Truman. He's probably a 5%er who'd like to go into business for himself. To undergo any loyalty test. Picketing attained a new dignity in New York. Pickets parading in front of a Fifth Avenue store in their shirt sleeves were asked to go home and put on jackets and ties. In Harlem, a beauty parlor posted this bulletin. If your hair isn't becoming to you, you should be coming to us. And in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, a woman inserted this ad in a local newspaper. Wanted, a husband, one owning a yacht. I'm tired of paddling my own canoe. Down in Texas, the Superior Oil Company has given up looking for oil after spending $1 million digging the world's deepest hole. It's too bad they quit digging. If they had dug a little deeper, you know something? They might have struck rice. Irv Hoffman, the columnist, comes up with my favorite sign of the week. A notice in a bakery shop reading, cupcakes, 66 cents. Upside down cakes, 99 cents.
Now, by transcription, High gets into a huddle with a handful of the most beautiful gals in America, one of whom High has the audacity to predict will become Miss America of 1949.
Tonight, I'm going into the predicting business. I'm going to try and predict who will be Miss America of 1949. For my little experiment, I've got slightly under 10% of the girls competing for the title right here in the studio with me. While 10% isn't much, statistical-wise, it covers lots more ground than the professional pollsters covered when they laid their neat little eggs last election. Let me explain the basis for my going out on a limb. I've compiled how all the past Miss Americas shaped up to win the title. The average Miss America, who isn't average at all, is 5'6.5" tall. She weighs 124 3/8 pounds. She has a waistline of 24 5/8". She has a 34 1/4" bust, 35 1/8" hips. She has blue eyes, brown hair, and is a trifle over 18 years of age. Now I'm going to talk to the Mrs. Wyoming, Arkansas, Mississippi, and Florida. Compare their curvaceous figures and features and see which of the girls comes closest to matching the composite Miss America. First, Miss Wyoming. What is your name, dear?
Esther McLeod.
McLeod, how do you spell that?
Capital M-A-C, capital L-E-O-D.
And what city are you from?
I'm from Sheridan, Wyoming.
And what do you do back home?
Well, I just graduated from the University of Wyoming this spring. I graduated in music education.
And what do you hope to get out of the title Miss America if you win it?
Well, I'd like to go on with my musical career if I could. I'd like to go to the Eastman School of Music or Juilliard.
Well, I'm pretty certain that's one of the things that the pageant does offer. In addition to the winner, I understand 14 other scholarships are offered.
Yes,
and I'm almost certain that you're going to get one of them.
Now, for
a little poll, what is your height?
I'm 5'8".
Your weight?
125.
Your waistline?
25.
Your bust?
34.
Your hips?
34.
The color of your eyes?
Blue.
Your hair?
Brown.
Your age?
22.
Thank you so much. Now, Miss Florida, introduce yourself, honey child.
I'm Shirley Ann Rose from Tampa, Florida.
Shirley, have you ever won a contest in Tampa before?
Yes, I've been real lucky. I've won six.
Six? Well, tell me a few of them.
Well, I was Citrus Queen of Florida in 48. Mm-hmm. I went to Chicago Exposition Railroad to represent Florida, and I became the queen of the railroad there. And then Miss Holiday in Tampa, and then Miss Tampa, and then Miss Florida.
I see. You've won more crowns than you have hats, I guess, in the past. What's your ambition?
Well, I want to get married someday, and right now, I don't know. It depends. I hadn't thought too much about a career. I plan mostly to go to college as of now.
I see. You prefer getting married, though, to going to college. Is that right?
No. No, I'm going to college first.
Oh, I see. Because you know it is a form of education. Shirley, what is your height?
I'm 5'3½".
And your weight?
110.
Waistline?
24.
Bust?
34.
Hips?
34.
Color of your eyes?
Hazel.
Hair?
Ash blonde.
And your age?
18.
Well, thank you so very much. Now, let's get down to Arkansas. Miss Arkansas, what is your name and where do you hail from?
I'm Barbara Brothers from Little Rock, Arkansas.
Barbara Brothers, that's the nicest pair of brothers I've ever seen in the name.
Thank you.
Tell me, are you looking for a career or a husband like Shirley over here?
Well, I'm preparing for a career, and in case I don't find a husband.
What is your particular talent? Talent, you know, wins a lot of points down in Atlantic City.
Well, I'm going to try out in three talents in my 3 minutes. I'm going to sing, I'm going to display two watercolor paintings, and give a reading about one of the paintings.
What do you intend to sing?
I want to sing A Wonderful Guy from South Pacific.
Well, that should give you 6 points before you even start. Now, let's get down to some figures. What is your height?
I'm 5'5".
And your weight?
118.
Waistline?
23.
Bust?
34.
Hips?
34.
Color of your eyes?
Blue.
Your hair?
Brown.
And your age?
18.
Lots of luck.
Thank you, sir.
Our final Miss America entry is Miss Mississippi. That's a mouthful, isn't it? What is your name and hometown?
Catherine Wright from Pascagoula, Mississippi, on the Gulf Coast.
Well, what do you do in Pascagoula?
Well, I'm living there with my parents now.
Uh-huh. Going to school?
Well, I'm going to school at the University of Mississippi, Ole Miss, in Oxford.
I see. And what do you expect to do after you get out of school or if you win this contest?
Well, I'm majoring in speech correction. I suppose I'll go back to Ole Miss and finish my education.
Well, that's great, and I'm sure you're going to do a great job in teaching diction. I would like to be one of your first pupils. What is your height, Catherine?
5'8½".
And your weight?
135.
Your waistline?
25.
Your bust?
35.
Your hips?
37.
The color of your eyes?
Blue.
And your hair?
Blonde.
And your age?
20.
Thanks very much. Now let's look at the score and see how four of the entries to next week's Miss America contest measure up to past winners. It's a tie. Two of the girls in the studio come up with 75 points. Thus, it is our prediction that Miss America of 1949 will be a toss-up between Miss Wyoming and Miss Arkansas. So congratulations, Esther and Barbara, and good luck also to Miss Mississippi and Miss Florida. Don't you kids worry about my predictions. If President Truman could make Mr. Roper, Mr. Gallup, and Mr. Crosley look silly last season, think what you girls can do to me. I lose more girls that way. Good night now.
You've just heard Twin Views of the News, featuring columnist Hi Gardner and his guests Mr. Glenn McCarthy and the Misses Wyoming, Arkansas, Mississippi, and Florida. Tune in again this same time next Sunday night over most of these same mutual stations when Danton Walker returns from Europe to rejoin Hi Gardner in Twin Views of the News. John Y. Cole, Sunday editor of the Allentown, Pennsylvania Morning Call and noted drama critic, had this favorable comment to make about Mutuals Against the Storm. Mr. Cole said, "Good radio must combine all the features of good stage presentations. Against the Storm has every feature of a great stage presentation. It's good radio. Join the millions of listeners who echo the critics' words of praise. Hear Against the Storm Monday through Friday over most of these stations. Twin Views of the News is produced by Hugo Seiler. John St. Ledger speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System."